Do we hear anything from Brent yet? Good evening. I'd like to welcome everybody to our commission meeting tonight, Monday, March 16, 2026. It is 7 p.m., and do you know where your kids are, and do we know where Brent is? So, anyway, I'm sure he'll be rolling in here.
Yes.
Commissioner Eden asked to be excused for tonight.
Oh, okay.
Due to spring break.
Well, I guess he's the only one.
Can I move to excuse him from the meeting?
Second. We have a motion and a second. The commissioner has been excused.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. You did that so professionally. All right. I'd like to... Kalani Montez. Montanez. I'm sorry to butcher your name. She is going to start us off with our invocation, and we'll do the Pledge of Allegiance.
Thank you, Lord, for the day that you have given us. We give you the glory and the honor, and I ask that you place your hand over these leaders in this meeting, God, that you may make them make the right decisions, Lord. Give them the wisdom, Lord, the integrity, God, and I ask that you place your hand over this community, that your name may be made known to the city of Lake Alfred, and that your Holy Spirit may be in the midst of us, God. Help us make the right decisions. Bring down the crime rate, Lord, and provide for each and every single one of these families. I give you the glory and the honor. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Kelly. Okay, we'll get started with our roll call. City Clerk Linda Bourgeois, would you call the roll, please?
Mayor Fuller.
Here.
Vice Mayor Daly.
Here.
Commissioner Eden. Commissioner Dearman.
Here.
Commissioner Robinson.
Here.
Thank you. And now we'll have the City Manager and City Attorney announcements. We'll start off with City Manager Ryan Levengood.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Let's see here, Heritage Day Festival update. So these are photos that were taken. We have our very own Lake Alfred Orange Juicing Champion here in attendance. Let's give him a round of applause.
Yeah. He got a gallon out of that orange.
We also had a field trip, Lake Alfred Elementary field trip down at the Mackay House and Preserve. Volunteers did a great job doing that. You can see a photo of them doing the char. I will not reenact it here for you today, but it was a musical event, and the kids had a great time, and I'm sure that they were singing that to their parents over the weekend. Upcoming, we've got our Pause in the Park. That's going to be on Saturday, March 28th from 9 a.m. until noon, and that will be at Twin Lakes Park. That's going to be over here at 535 North Rochelle over by Lavender and Lace. Also, too, we've got summer camp coming up. Hard to believe we're already talking about summer, but that registration opens March 9th, so it's already open. And the camp will run from June 8th until July 24th, and with a total fee of $550 for the summer. That's a great program. They go on tons of field trips, and the kids have a great time with it. Also, too, our spring cleanup week will be April 13th until April 17th, and that will be everything from furniture to construction debris, tires, yard trash, pretty much everything that you kind of put out there curbside. If you do have hazardous chemicals and things like that, those can be dropped off at the public works there on West Haynes. And that is it. I did have a meeting this past week with the Historic Society, and they did give me a recap on some of the Heritage Day, kind of the debriefing or after-action report, and I think in talking with them, I'll work with staff, but committing to like probably the second Saturday just automatically of March, that will kind of give a year in advance so we can automatically book those in demand, not only the reenactments, but some of the historical elements. They're in demand throughout the state, so giving that clarity, we can book them almost 2 years in advance will help. and then also just other enhancements that we can do to the advertisement. We used to have like these old school billboards that we would put out, you know, coming into town. We would do like the vinyl slides with the framework. So I think like going back to that in addition to the social media presence. And now that we have very organized and established HOAs in the community, you know, having that contact list out and promoting the event through, you know, either next door or through the HOA contacts, I think will also help with the event promotions. So I had a good discussion with the Historic Society, and, you know, we'll pass that on to staff and work with them. But overall, good event, and we'll keep it going. So that is all that I have.
Great. Leave that slide up 1 second. And
on the yardways?
Yeah. Uh-huh. In addition to this, I want people to also remember we have a flag box over at the ad building. If you have an old tattered flag that's in a, you know, just you put it inside somewhere, it's just water, bring it over here and put it there, and we will properly have it disposed of. The other thing, too, is if you have old drugs, pharmaceuticals that you know, don't flush them down the toilet. You can take them to CVS, I think. Do you guys have a thing at the fire department by chance or anywhere to destroy? Okay. A lot of your, I'm sorry.
Police?
You do have them? Okay. Okay, so you can take them there, or like I say, CVS has got a drop box and you can drop them in there, but just make sure not just throw them in the trash or flush them down the toilet. So that's the main thing I'm going to make sure that we also were aware of. So I'd like to ask now a city attorney announcement. Ask Seth Clater to turn on his button and tell us how he's doing.
Only that we remain grateful to represent the great city of Lake Alfred, Mayor.
Thank you, sir, and thank you for bringing your assistant there tonight. I heard we got a break on our rate for our city attorney assistant.
Only for the first half of the meeting.
Okay, we have an opportunity now for recognition of citizens, our first opportunity. And this one is to discuss any items that are not on this evening's agenda. So if we have anybody that would like to come up and say something, you're welcome to do that now. State your name and your address, please, into the record.
Good evening. My name is Greg Stewart, 310 South Carolina Avenue in beautiful downtown Lake Alfred. I was going to come up here and talk about the Heritage Festival. Mr. Levingood stole all my thunder. So I'm just going to say ditto. My biggest concern, this is the third year that I've worked with it. And, you know, we have a very colorful history here in this town, from the fort to the railroads, what have you. We just need to have people attend so that we can teach them about it. My biggest question is, what is the budget and what percentage goes for advertising? I think you just addressed it with signs and all that, but people come through town and I don't think they even understand that there's an event. They see a few people walking down the street, but we only have one sign here saying there's a festival. If we had signs on both sides of town, maybe getting some of the HOAs in the newer development, have them notify their residents. They just have a bigger company.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we want everyone to know about the history of the town, and I just think this is a good way to do it. You have to advertise and get the people here to tell them the story.
Yes, sir.
That's all I have to say. You're a good man.
I appreciate you coming up. And, you know, we do have a lot of people, I think, that were had several things on their calendar. I know this specific weekend it was full of different events around the city and the county. But, no, I agree with you. You know, we could get a little more signage, and I appreciate
it. Very busy weekend, that's for sure.
Yes, sir.
But, yeah, if you could lock in a date, lock in the vendors. And one other thing I saw, a few months ago they had something for the fire department.
Yes, sir.
That thing ran all day long. You had one, like a climbing wall out here. I think every kid in three cities climbed up.
Mm-hmm.
You kept the kids here. That kept the adults here. And when they left middle of the afternoon, everybody was tired. Something like that to draw more kids in, I think would be positive too.
All right.
And my 2 cents worth.
Well, very good. Thank you, sir. Is there anybody else that would like to come up? Okay, seeing none, we will go ahead and move on to consent agenda. We have three items on consent agenda this evening. City Commission meeting minutes for March 2nd, 2026. City Commission announcements and public safety gate project amendment. So I'd like to open that for public comments. This is our opportunity to make any statements, comments, questions about any of the consent agenda items. So if there's anything right now, please come forward. Okay, seeing none, we'll go ahead and move to city commissioner comments.
I'd like to make a motion that we approve the consent agenda.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? That motion is carried. Thank you. Okay, now to our agenda. Public hearing, ordinance 1569-25, EAR, comprehensive plan amendments. And I'd like to ask city attorney to read the title of the ordinance into the record, please.
Thank you, Mayor. Ordinance number 1569-25, an ordinance of the City Commission of the City of Lake Alfred, Florida, amending certain elements, maps, texts, and terms of the 2030 Comprehensive Plan of the City of Lake Alfred, Florida to ensure compliance with applicable Florida law, address any changes in applicable Florida law, and ensure consistency with the 2024 Evaluation and Appraisal Report year letter. Transmitting said amendment to the Florida Department of Commerce for review and compliance, providing for the incorporation of factual recitals, providing for conflicts, providing for severability, providing for the administrative correction of scrupulous errors, providing for a business impact estimate, providing for codification, and providing for an effective date.
Okay, thank you, sir. Now I ask City Manager Ryan Levengood to present the analysis, please.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Section 163.3191 of Florida statutes requires that every 7 years an evaluation of local government comprehensive plans be conducted to determine whether updates are needed to remain aligned and in compliance with statutory requirements and changing conditions. The evaluation and appraisal report, also known as the EAR, identifies those needs, and the EAR-based amendments implement formal changes to the comp plan. The EAR process includes two phases, one, the evaluation and appraisal report, and the EAR-based amendments. The first phase is to complete an EAR report, and the second is to update the comp plan based upon a review of changes since the last amendment. This process, which is referred to as the EAR-based amendment process, is currently underway. Last evaluation and appraisal was conducted in 2018. On March 3, 2025, the City of Lake Alfred City Commission approved a planning advisory services agreement with the Central Florida Regional Planning Council to evaluate and propose changes to the city's 2030 comp plan. One public workshop was held on June 30th, 2025 at the First Baptist Church of Lake Alfred to gather public input. The proposed amendments are for statutory compliance only and do not include substantive recommendations due to Senate Bill 180. These include expanding the planning horizon to 2050, statutory compliance only due to SB 180. The Right to Farm Act was addressed. Measurable targets were removed. We updated maps, and then also the Basin Action Management Plan was addressed and also added definitions. On December 1st, 2025, the City Commission approved the ordinance on first reading. There were no objections, recommendations, or comments from the Florida Department of Commerce on first reading transmittal. Upon final approval, the evaluation and appraisal amendments will be transmitted to the Florida Department of Commerce to complete the process. Staff recommendation on this item is to approve Ordinance 1569-25 on second and final reading. Marissa is with us here tonight. I know she went through the original presentation, so I don't know if we have anything additional to add. So we'll just stand for any comments or questions that we may have. As we've mentioned before, Senate Bill 180 kind of really gutted this entire process because, apparently, the hurricanes that hit have locked us out of doing anything from a policy standpoint that could be construed as more burdensome, whatever that means. And so, we and I think everyone else has erred on the side of caution. Other cities that have transmitted text amendments recently, I think Auburndale being one of them, were actually flagged by the state as being more burdensome. And so even when the gatekeepers of the state were flagging it too. So even if you tried to, even if it was kind of questionable, the state has been flagging things based upon the 180. We had to really talk them into, even when we did the text amendment on the PUDs, That was a good 45-minute conversation with the state to convince them that it was not more burdensome, that it was just an elective option to the applicant, and the city attorney was on that call, and we were selling the timeshare to the state on that one. So we got it through, and that was good because we had applicants that were in the queue that absolutely needed that PUD amendment to go through. But, yeah, everyone pretty much in the state of Florida is on a holding pattern. And I believe I haven't sifted through all the Tallahassee updates, but I believe the SB 180 amendment that was supposed to clear it, I think it died in committee and didn't make it through. So I think we're locked out until 2027 on doing anything that's more burdensome. So comp plan, all what we've talked about with the downtown code, some of these other things, all of that's just going to need to be, we can work on it internally and kind of get our ducks in a row, but we cannot present anything in a public meeting or form or fashion, you know, that would be considered more burdensome. So we'll keep working on it internally and get geared up for it. But as of this time, you know, we're pretty much locked out from 180. So the amendment before you is pretty much just the ear-based compliance. It was very, I'll call it, comp plan light. And that's basically just to get us through and check the boxes. And Marissa, I'll yield to you. I don't know if we need to go through the full presentation, but if there's just a couple of highlights you want to touch on, feel free to walk us through it.
Yeah, the Senate Bill 180 is definitely a big one. We really thought it would get cleared up this legislative session. We're still keeping our fingers crossed that when they get called back up for special sessions, they'll deal with it. The update, the horizon is to 2050, but the state does require a short-term and a long-term horizon. So the short-term horizon is 10 years, which would be 2036. And this talks about how our future growth is going to be. It outlines what requirements you have for infrastructure, protection of environment, things like that, and then the Land Development Code works with it to determine what can actually happen on property. As Brian very clearly stated, this is very much an administrative update. We caught up the Florida statutes changes up through last year, updated our reference to the planning period, amended timing-related policies, and any references to agency name changes, such as Florida Commerce, which seems to change every amendment cycle. We did reorder the comprehensive plan elements to be in the order that they are addressed in the Florida statutes. That is basically it. Your motion items are here. If you vote to approve this today, we will transmit it to the state. The state does have a 45-day window in which they will check for compliance. As was stated, the comments we're getting back on the ones that we're sending behind you are much more stringent than, well, you guys got none. I mean, we had the celebration dance in our office when that letter came in. But we're getting comments from DOT on 2050 maps, all kinds of things. So if this goes up today, we will transmit it, and then we will work on creating the clean copy and the ADA copy version for the city's use. I'm happy to answer any questions.
Do we have the audience yet?
No, I haven't seen it.
Should I do that before I ask a question?
Sure. Okay, so we'll open this up right now while Marissa is at the microphone. If you've got any questions or comments on this particular item and you'd like to either address the commission or Marissa, please come forward, state your name and your address. Okay, seeing none, looks like you...
I just had a question about who did all the rewording and went through and did all the editing and stuff. Was that from your office? Or
yes. But your city staff reviewed it as well.
It's amazing. Yeah. I was, you know, reading all the different changes in the different wording, and it's mind-boggling the amount of work that goes into it. So I appreciate the staff and your organization for helping with that and having us have no comments from the state. And as it ironically is, the 180, which was trying to make it less burdensome, actually made it more burdensome mm-hmm. for some because they were in the middle of a mess and they're not happy either. So,
thank you.
Any other comments?
No, I agree with the Vice Mayor. There was a lot of red rewrites and things, and you know that's a lot of work, and I thank you, Vice Mayor, for bringing that up.
Okay. Anybody would like to entertain a motion?
I'll move approval of Ordinance 1574-26, EAR Comprehensive Plan Amendments.
Second.
I'm sorry, where'd that number come from?
I don't know what number you're talking
about. Oh. So that's not it?
No, it's
1569-25. 1569. What's that say? I think it's 69. Yep. There's an error on the header. I don't know where that number came from.
Okay, then I take that back. That slide was up there. I could have read that. Yeah. But anyway, I'll move approval of Ordinance 1569-25, EAR, Comprehensive Plan Amendments.
Second.
Okay, a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Seeing none, the motion is carried. Thank you very much. Be careful driving home this evening. Looks like get wet still. Okay, agenda item number 2, discussion of city manager evaluation. And I'm assuming that our city manager may have something to say about that.
Yep.
Very good. All right. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The city manager is to receive a performance evaluation biennially in advance of the adoption of the annual operating budget. The evaluation format was consistent with previous evaluations. It was comprised of 8 categories, allowing for a numerical ranking with space for additional comments under each category. And at the end of the evaluation, under the city charter, the city of Lake Alfred has 3 contracted employees that report directly to the city commission, which are the city auditor, the city attorney, and the city manager, who operate under various service or employment agreements. Here's a tabulated summary. So as a part of the packet, it included the individual comments from each of the city commissioners. As you can see, it was straight 5s across the board. Thankful and appreciative of the support by the city commission. I say this, 5s do not indicate perfection. 5s, and the way I interpret it, always just mean competence and support. So thank you for your continued support and confidence in me. I always try to do the city proud, and just so that you know, when I get an evaluation on this, it always puts more pressure on me to continue to perform and maintain that high level of performance going forward. So thank you for that. There's various categories. I've read all of the comments and take them all to heart. There was an additional sheet that was omitted from the mayor's evaluation that's been provided to the rest of the commission, and that will be included in the updated packet. But hard to believe, it has been 14 years. When I saw my picture, though, in the 2012 budget, it probably feels like 25, but it looks like 25. But no, it's been quite the endeavor. And I think in the letter that I wrote, I talked about, I can remember cutting a ribbon at the park there in front of Alberta Smaltzby's house, and it was probably like a 10 by 20 pavilion, and I remember cutting a ribbon on it. We were so excited to put a $20,000 pavilion in the city, and there was literally a dirt parking lot in the admin parking lot. And now here we are talking about, you know, $100 million infrastructure investments, Lions Park, growers fertilizer, you know, cutting the ribbon on our very own, you know, I'll call it Auburndale Park, although now it's a Lake Alfred Park. We get to set the standard. Some of the highlights just from this year, the Nettie Drawn Award, of course, was so surprising. And thank you all for nominating me. That was a very special time for me. And then also to the completion of the addition to the Veterans Memorial. We've been talking about that for probably 10 years, you know, wanting to have our very own, you know, investment piece that we built from the ground up, and to be able to get that in stainless steel, you know, something that'll be there for generations to come, just means so much to me and to the community. And, you know, the Lakeland city manager called me today and was asking me about details about what we did with our project, because one of his commissioners was asking him about it. So people are starting to notice it's a Lake Alfred quality now that's getting put back out into Polk County and across the region. I'm a big fan of history, so one of the things that just I keep coming back to and just always sticks out to me. Again, I'm big in context and in history, if you know me. And so probably it's been about 6 months ago, maybe 8 months ago by now, but the planners here were cleaning out old boxes, and they found a letter from, so I guess the city manager at the time, who was George Costello, said the name Costello sounds familiar. Miss Gundy, Eleanor Costello, who's like 109, that was her husband, who was the city manager back in the 1950s. And so he apparently, we don't have the letter that he sent because that went to Publix, but he had sent a letter basically requesting to George Jenkins, who is the founder and president of Publix Supermarkets out of Lakeland. So George Costello sent a letter to George Jenkins in August, and the response we got from August 20th of 1957 says, "Dear George, thank you for sending the plot plan of the proposed shopping center to be built in Lake Alfred. I am sorry that we cannot consider putting a market there, as we are not opening any market smaller than 20,000 square feet, and Lake Alfred will have to do some growing before it would support a store of that size. Thank you for your interest. Sincerely, Publix Supermarkets," and signed personally by George Jenkins. So Lake Alfred had some growing to do, and I guess it's seven. I always thought when I first came onto the city commission in 2012, there were three big asks of the commission at the time. One was a robust parks and rec system, no debt in the general fund, and a Publix. And so I thought it was 13, 14 years in the making. And I think when Nancy mentioned it, she's like, "Well, we've been talking about it for 20 years. Apparently, we've been talking about it for 70 years. So when we finally cut the ribbon on that, we will frame that and present it to the store as a part of the grand opening. And I know they always hang a portrait of George there in the store, any store you go into. And I'm hoping they'll hang that letter next to it, you know, when it opens in Lake Alfred. So pretty cool, and I'm just so happy that we found that, because it really kind of shows the legacy and the intergenerational, you know, legacy that comes with city management and city governance as whole. Efforts that were put in effect 50, 70 years ago are coming to fruition today, and to think about some of the things that we're working on today will come to fruition 10, 20, 30 years not 70, but it's just, that's that expression of, you know, you plant trees or you plant seeds that you yourself won't see the shade from, and that's kind of one of the legacy factors of stewardship. So pretty cool opportunity, just kind of a neat part of history to be a part of, and I wouldn't want to be anywhere else. And then there's also, too, the photo from the playground. If you've ever been to the one over at Auburndale, it's got a similar feel and look to it. That's kind of by design. And, you know, we will borrow from the best, but we're also the best. And we've got people borrowing from us. So pretty cool. And with that, I'll kind of yield to any questions or comments from the commission on the evaluation.
One thing I want to mention at this point, too, is he mentioned Miss Gundy. She's going to be 110 in November, and I really want people to think about putting that on your calendar. We had over 40 vehicles in a parade that went by her house that day. Every police vehicle, fire vehicle, dump truck, claw truck, everything. It was great. And Sheriff's Department had probably, I don't know, probably 10 vehicles and at least that many officers here. And she just sat and told stories for, what do you suppose, probably 30, 45 minutes.
Wow.
And
yeah.
But she's sharp as a tack.
She's got the best stories.
But anyway, if you get a chance, she is the kind of person that would welcome you, you know, just knock on the door. We're going to try to figure a way. I know we were trying to do something with the Historical Society. Jeff?
I just got a text from Connie today. We're going to try to go to her home this Saturday at 10.
Okay.
I think they have something lined up to do.
To record?
I think so.
We got it. They have to make sure. We'll get with Connie. But when she told the story about after Pearl Harbor, that has got to be recorded.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it was, she was 25 when Pearl Harbor was attacked, and she was working at a Red Cross office, and she remembers the line of volunteers, you know, on December 8th, 1941, you know, when they were, everyone was lined up ready to volunteer. And to hear that story from someone who was there, you know, and it's not like they were 4 years old or 5 years old. No, she was 25. And it just kind of blows your mind, you know, when you think about the history that she's
done a part of.
Well,
and her husband had been in Pearl Harbor and left
That's
the
right.
day before.
That's right. She said that, too.
He left the
George.
Day before.
Yeah. The future.
So it's just, you know, it's amazing that, again, when we talk about the history of this city, to hear her and in at 109 years old speak as eloquently as she did. And she's got a whole group of really good supporters, neighbors and friends that watch out for her. And I tell you, you gotta get a chance to meet her if you do, because I know you young people will absolutely, you know, just really love to listen to her bring back when she delivered, what was it, milk?
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right.
Delivered milk of 7 cents. $0.07 a gallon or a quart or
a bottle,
glass bottles, and they had an amazing story. So anyway, I think she is a huge, huge part of the city's history.
Is the audience weigh in on the evaluation yet?
Oh, are we still talking about that?
We haven't.
we haven't commented on anything. So anyway, you've presented your analysis. Does anybody have any questions of Ryan before we, you've been here for months and months and months, especially this group on this side over here, and you've seen the presentations that Ryan has made to us, and there's so many more that were on his list of things that he planned for and accomplished, especially in this last year, and we're extremely proud of that.
I want to take a moment, Mr. Mayor, and even though the evaluation it's always centered on the manager, you know, it's kind of the top of the organization. It really is. I look at it as a support for staff in general. Mm-hmm. So even though I'm kind of the subject heading on it, you know, all of the things that we've accomplished together has been a team effort. So when you look at what we've been able to achieve, and I've always given the analogy of Lake Alfred, you know, punching above its weight class. It's everyone working together. It's the community. It's the stability and the vision of the commission. And then it's also my team, the team of directors that I have around me that are supporting me and working, you know, tirelessly on these various initiatives. It's not a story of any one individual. And I also want to give credit back to the community, too, because when you see other cities, not only in the county, but around the state, you know, they don't operate this way.
No.
They don't function this way. They don't talk this way. They don't have the same shared values and community vision. And so we're very blessed in Lake Alfred. It's something that has to be protected and stewarded. And it's everyone coming together in order to do that. So I'm very blessed and grateful to be here. And I think I put it in my letter, but I was talking to my kids the other day about, you know, reflecting on different things. And you know, it was Bailey that said it to me. Or actually, it was Hannah. She was like, I don't remember you ever being anything other than the Lake Alfred City Manager. So even when she was probably like 3 or 4 when we were over in Auburndale, but, you know, those memories kind of fade. She's 17 now. Hard to believe, but she's like, yeah, Dad, I don't remember you being, you've always been the Lake Alfred City Manager. And so I had a moment there. I had a choked up dad moment, you know, just thinking about that. But no, it's been very special, and it continues to be for me.
Well, I would like to suggest that we stand up, recognize the people.
Can I make my comments first?
Huh?
Can I make my comments?
Make your comments, please.
Okay.
Remain standing.
I'm going to wait in.
We have.
Okay. All right, well, you finish what you're doing, and then I'll make my comments.
Well,
go ahead.
Amy Parrish, 1626 New Farnham Street. And I just like to say that this is such a hard-working man, and he takes such pride in his work, and he's so well-versed in what he does. And I love his Ryanisms.
Thank you. Is there anybody else that would like to come? Miss Amy.
I got a term.
Amy
Amy Robinson, 301 James Circle. And I just want to say that our first time at, well, ever, a commissioner's meeting, we came when we first moved here, and we were leaving out the door, and here comes this guy chasing us down. And I didn't really like it here when we first moved here, but that made such a big impression on me and kind of changed my thinking of cities and the involvement. And then when I found out you were a manager, I was like, what is a city manager? So I found that out. And then I also, since Ronnie has been serving as commissioner, we get the experience to have your commitment, your integrity, your follow-through. Anytime Ronnie messages you, you're so prompt to reply to him. And not just to him, we hear it from our community members, too, that you text right back. And then not just that, but things actually change. And I think that's what means the most, is we can see that your hand is to the plow and you do what you say you're going to do. So thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Amy. Everybody, uh-oh. Okay.
Carson Paris, 1626 Newfoundland Street, Lake Alfred, Florida. I just want to say that you guys were right the day that you took on Ryan to be your city manager, because he is the juice that's worth the squeeze.
Oh, man.
Remind me not to show up for the roast later. Oh, man. Anybody else?
Thank
All
you.
Right, Miss Nancy.
I wanted to say that it's really easy, if you have to evaluate somebody, to just run fives across the board and say, okay, he's good, he's good, he's good, and put fives in. And I always am scrutinizing the different things. And the last few years, I had a couple of occasions to go a little bit lower than a five on one category or whatever. And it's not that I'm looking for it, but I always feel like if you give somebody all excellence, they'll think, well, I'm excellent, I don't have to work any harder. But also that nobody does it alone. And being part of being the manager is putting together a staff of excellence. And between the staff helping him and him helping the staff, it's such a well-oiled machine that it works. And so I want to congratulate Ryan for a well-deserved perfect score, but also the city staff for their support.
Absolutely.
And for their hard work. And I always say this, they all make us look good. So thank you.
Mr. Mayor, I too am very honored to work with a city manager that has the heart of thousands, and his staff, second to none. All the comments that were brought up just gives the professionalism that the city manager has. The staff members that have been here for a long time, Vice Mayor, you've been here a little bit longer than me, but we're just proud that we have a city manager that cares. In a lot of places, they don't last that long. And I just very honored that you're with us, Ryan. And I can remember that day that you interviewed and how that went down, and just very proud. And I thank you.
I echo everything that everyone has said so far. My wife put it the best, it's definitely been a privilege, especially talking to other new commissioners in other cities, and they just don't have the type of support that you give us here. So definitely appreciate that, and the way you open up every opportunity, answer every question, respond to every need. Even the citizens even know that if they come in and actually show up, you're going to show up for them as well. So I think that's really appreciative. And just like the gentleman said earlier about I think I put it in my review about, letting the public know well in advance if we can have, the second Saturday of March every year. That way, just like our We changed our Christmas parade. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody knows what years in advance when they're going to have an event, and that works well with small businesses like I do as well in the downtown. As far as planning, that helps a lot with small businesses to line up their schedule. So we definitely appreciate that and look forward to lots of marketing for our events, because one of the things that stood out in other cities is they have events that people keep coming back to.
Mm-hmm.
One of them that I recently went to was the Lake Wells Mardi Gras, and then I saw they had something else this weekend that was like jam-packed.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's because they're consistent on their marketing, and it just keeps growing. So I think as long as we keep plugging in to our events and make sure that they're at a set date every year, every annual time it comes around, small businesses and entrepreneurs that are going to show up and participate in those events will be able to put it on their calendar. So
yep.
Definitely appreciate that.
Yeah, I think we will see the public's effect, for lack of a better term, will happen across the board. So I think historically, you know, because we were the small community that was wedged in the middle of larger communities, you know, the question of, you know, where are you going to go shop? Well, I already shop at a Publix, you know, whether it's Auburndale or Winter Haven or Haines City. It's the same thing with events. Well, I'm going to go to Winter Haven. I'm going to go to Haines City. I'm going to go to Lake Wales. And so now that we've got, instead of just bringing in the Lake Alfred folks to some of our smaller events, I think we're going to turn the corner and you're going to see that investment to where, you know, A, we've got enough people here now to generate a big standalone event, and then we can then start pulling folks in from the other area. So we've got a good foundation, but we'll work with Parks and Rec in order to build upon that consistency, investment. Emily's done a good job of, even within her budget process, of building that promotion line item. So I think you'll see that over the next year or two as we kind of dial into the events. I'm actually concerned we're going to run, I think, into the opposite problem here in the next couple of years, probably where the events start to grow, and then we're going to be running out of places of where to put them. And then that'll, I think, facilitate back into, you know, getting Lions Park where it needs to be, growers fertilizer coming down, and that turning into, like, the premier event space, not only for Lake Alfred, but probably for the surrounding area, because not many cities have what we have on Lions Park. So when we dial that in, I think we can really put in some, like, Mount Dora-level events where we pull people in from all over the county and outside. So really excited and really looking forward to that.
Speaking of history, Lions Park used to be the destination beach for all the area in Central Florida. People used to come, you know, in the old days, and it would be a very popular gathering place.
Yeah.
And one of the other ideas that came up when you showed the presentation of the shopping center behind in that 2-acre space,
mm-hmm.
in the middle was like a parking lot or a parking garage,
mm-hmm.
so that people can actually ADA compliant and park in there and
yep.
be able to walk around all of downtown to get to the areas, because that's one of the things, like Winter Haven has
mm-hmm.
parking garage and things like that that will need for that, to support all that activity that's going on down here.
Yep. Yep. Absolutely.
Well, all that having been said, would all the staff please stand up? We want to recognize you for being part of the success that we have here in the city, and I'd like everybody to give them all a thank you. Okay. So, there is no need to vote on anything. So, we go to number 3. Resolution 04-26. I'm sorry.
Would you please entertain a motion to certify the results of the manager evaluation?
I will do that. I would like to make a motion to...
I'll make a motion.
Okay, please.
To certify the results of the manager evaluation.
Second.
Okay. And we have a first and a second. Any opposed? That motion is carried. Thank you.
Aye. Aye. You didn't say it. All in favor.
All in favor.
Aye.
It doesn't.
Darn it, attorney. The attorney.
Gosh, it's... Throwing curveballs.
Yeah.
Okay, now we'll move on to agenda item number 3, Resolution 04-26, Employment Agreement. And we'd like to ask the city manager to present his analysis, please.
Would you like to yield to the city attorney to read the resolution?
It doesn't say that here. It says after discussion and time for resolution.
Yeah. Let me yield to the city attorney for reading of the resolution.
Good.
Thank you both. Mayor and city manager.
Team effort.
Resolution number 04-26, a resolution of the City Commission of the City of Lake Alfred, Florida, approving and authorizing the execution of the amended, updated city manager employment agreement with Brian Levengood, providing for approval and authorization, providing for the incorporation of factual recitals, providing for conflicts, providing for severability, providing for the administrative correction of scrivener's errors, and providing for an effective date.
Very good. Okay. Now, we'll ask the city attorney to read the title of the resolution into the record.
Read. Now I'm going to do the analysis.
The mayor does not read from a script.
As you can tell. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Under the charter, the City of Lake Alfred has 3 contracted employees that report directly to the city commission, which are the city auditor, the city attorney, and the city manager, who operate under various service or employment agreements. The city manager's agreement was originally adopted in 2012, with the last substantive updates in 2016 and 2024. The agreement allows changes to be made following the performance evaluation and before the adoption of the annual operating budget. The proposed agreement is a simplification, rebalancing, and consolidation of the existing agreement. It removes compensation provisions that were tied to longevity and reorients it towards performance. The one benefit addition is a post-employment insurance benefit. And let's see. And this agreement was reviewed as to form by the city attorney and reviewed as to substance by the city auditor. And they have no additional comments on it. There was a small correction to Section 12, and that has been included or provided to the City Commission just as clarifying language, and so that will be a part of the updated packet. I provided kind of a detailed letter, you know, spelling out kind of all the, not only the accomplishments and kind of the value add, but then also what we're trying to achieve with the consolidation and simplification. Staff recommendation or staff request is for approval of resolution 04-26, and staff will be happy to answer any questions. But effectively just, I tend to be complex in terms of how I think financially, and so some of my mechanisms, I would say, geared more towards the complex side. And so, like, the city auditor and I understood it, but we were probably one of the few that did. And so really a lot of what the agreement does is just simplify it. So base salary, performance up to 20%, consolidating all the allowances. They were all out throughout the agreement. Consolidating that and then just having a much more simpler format. Again, more defensible, more transparent, and then also, too, just kind of reading the wins with the state and some of the commentary that's come from Tallahassee and the like. You know, you don't have full sails going into a storm. So this is a consolidation and simplification, and that's really kind of the goal behind it. So, again, staff's requesting approval of Resolution 04-26, and I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. This being a public meeting, you have an opportunity now to ask any questions or make any comments. If you've got anything to do, come forward. Seeing none, we'll move forward to city commission comments.
I was thinking the vice mayor was going to have something, but I am would be honored to.
I was going to say.
Go ahead.
When I first came on the commission, we were in a position where we didn't have a city manager, and we had to go through the selection process, and that's went through a lot of different problems over the few years up until we finally found Ryan for our city manager, and I have always said that a good city manager would pay for himself or herself. So if if there was, for a long time, we were very financially constrained and we could only pay so much. But my philosophy was if we had a city manager who could make us not financially constrained, make us, you know, grow into the city that could afford to have the kind of salaries that you see in places like Lakeland or Lake Wales or, you know, whatever. So I think this agreement is fair and reflective of what our city manager deserves. And if it makes him happy, it makes me happy.
Amen.
Okay. Mr. Mayor, I'd like to make a motion that we approve Resolution 04-26 on the employment agreement of our city manager.
Second.
Okay, with a motion and a second, all in favor say aye, please.
Aye.
Any opposed? And that motion is carried. Okay, now we'll move on to department updates. So I'll defer now to our wonderful city manager.
And I will yield directly to the finance director. Amber?
Finance Director for the City of Lake Alfred. I'm here to present the department's update for 2026. If you don't know what the finance department does for the City of Lake Alfred, we provide payroll. We process payroll. We do the accounts payable, utility billing, IT, and also provide the financial reports for management. Just some quick highlights on behalf of the department. We process over 5,000 utility bills each month. We do a biweekly payroll of approximately 100 employees. Accounts payable is ran weekly, and we are the main operator. We answer all the phone calls in regards to the city, the main line. And last month for February, we answered 1,400 phone calls. So when you walk into the office and see those people standing there, that's one of their duties they do other than handling customer, utility account customer payments. And this doesn't include them calling back those customers. So with that, we'll get on with the stuff that you want to know about. All right. So right now, the priority that we have, we are working on the financial audit, trying to get that finalized for 2025. We are working on a debt affordability study, and that will provide an analysis evaluating the city's capacity to take on any new debt without hindering our ability to provide the level of service that our citizens expect. This study will determine how much debt we can afford and is crucial for long-term planning. And the last one there is the municipal impact fee study. The last one was done in 2022, and it excludes water and sewer, and it's about 20% complete. They are waiting on us to complete the audit so that they can finish that study. Okay. This is something new for our department. We have two state revolving loans going on right now. We are managing them. It requires us to monitor the cash balances before submitting payments. It's taking about 30 days to turn around once we submit payment, and we're talking about large payments like $1.5 million that we have outstanding there, needing to get back from SRF so that we're not using our interest money, the money we have in savings, right? We don't want to use that. We want to use the money we get back from SRF. Next, AMI technology. So AMI stands for Advanced Metering Infrastructure. Currently, the city is using Neptune 360, which interfaces with our financial system. Luz, she's our utility billing coordinator. She's doing a great job looking for ways to improve processes by utilizing the current platform. One of the examples is after meter reading, a report is generated to determine how many customers have a continuous leak, and staff actively reaches out to those customers to notify them of that. To improve this technology, a budget request for 2027 has been made, which will add an antenna to the tower at the fire station. It's estimated to capture 60% of our customer base. So this is everybody's favorite subject, including our department's favorite subject. I just wanted to show you guys that how it impacted our department by implementing this. It has added additional work to us. We're not complaining, but I just wanted to let you see what it has done. So we have weekly disbursements. We have a weekly email that we receive. We post the entry and the payments. We make the payments to the appropriate agencies. The utility billing staff is now attending those meetings and taking payments on behalf of the people who pay the, what is it, $100 or $50 now? $100 fee.
payments do get mailed to the city, and we turn around and remit those to the agency that's supposed to get them. It has created a new department in our budget and restricted cash. So we can only use that for specific things, and we have to restrict that money also in the financial statements. All right, so here's my team. I care a lot about my team, and me and Mary are the old ones here now. Mickey, Luz, you can see we have some new team members, Emily, Aiden, and Debbie. They just came on as part of the approval through the budget. We were able to fund those positions, so I'm very grateful to the commission for approving that. Having new eyes on our processes and making the department more effective and efficient. And now I'm just going to highlight a few of those associates individually. So Shirley White, she was here for about three years, and she retired in June of last year. And annually, the city participates in the Career Source Polk Young Leaders Program, offering young adults the opportunity to participate in training that allows youth to explore career options and gain hands-on experience. 2025 was our third year participating in this program. Amiria was our candidate, and it's really a great opportunity for us to try to also encourage people to look at local government as an option for future employment. And we've had great success with the young people that have come in, and we do teach them how to answer the phones. They take customer payments. They file. And the system that we use is used by other government agencies, so it does give them an opportunity when they go search for jobs. They already have experience with that program. All right. So here's Aiden. He was our intern as well, but due to the commission funding his position, he's now a permanent part-timer. And this is a first for me, too. We went to the Discovery Leadership Program, October 20th. The finance department participated in it. This is our first time doing that. Aiden actually was a student at Discovery, so he was able to talk to the students there about his journey. And another thing that Aiden has helped us with is the Reveal implementation, which is the GPS program that's been put into all the city vehicles, and that chat bot. I didn't know what a chatbot was until we put one on the website, and its name is Alfie. So if you have any questions, you can ask Alfie on the website, and Aiden monitors those. All right, so, and of course, is Mickey. She is an integral part of my staff, and she did receive the honor of being the Employee of the Year for last year. It was a well-deserved recognition. And our future focus. So we are looking forward to relocating to the City Services Building, the old bank building. I don't know how long we'll keep saying that, but with the penny, the U.S. Department announcing it's going to end production, at some point we will have to put in a penny policy. The EPA grant assistance, we'll be working with Aubrey on that. That is going to require a single audit. And we're preparing for those PRWC payments coming, especially I am. And this is a joke. I was telling Ryan this today. I was hoping to be retired before we started making those PRWC payments, but clearly that is not what God had in store for me. So I am still here.
You know the Vice Mayor's policy on that, Amber, is prohibited.
I'm kind of anxious about those annual payments. And with that, the finance department remains committed to providing excellent customer service, assisting other departments, and supporting the city's continued growth. The other departments play an important role in our success, so I would also like to express my thanks to all the staff in the room for the job they do, and I really am grateful for the opportunity to serve. I love this community. I live here. I serve here, and I am grateful always to be a part of this. So with that, I will stand for any questions.
I don't have a question, but I just want to say thank you for everything that you do. Your staff, every time I go in, you know, I love to visit and see people, and they just are so gracious to assist me with anything I need, and your team is just awesome.
Thank you. You forgot to mention all the awards over the years, the CAPFA awards and the awards. Yeah, come on. Yeah, our finance department.
Ryan, look at all the
Exactly.
Oh, see.
Amber just likes to go under the radar, you know.
Yeah. Just sneaking around under there, right? Just want to congratulate you on a well done job, and again, you have the staff to help you because you trained them and because you hired them, and they stay because of you. So congratulations for that. Thank you.
It also is a testament to you guys and the benefits and your kindness when you come in. I mean, not all commissioners come in and talk to the employees and look them in the eye and treat them as you do. So that's kudos to you as well, and to Ryan, because he knows them as well. And not all city managers know the rank and file.
Benefit of being small. So Amber, I'm gonna call you out, but in a positive way. So we recently, this past year, all of the department heads, we did, and I've folks in the audience that have attended when I give the talk to the middle school students, we talk about leading from strengths. And I've given my presentation. Most of my strengths are all in strategic thinking and the like. And so we had all the department heads took their own. It's kind of like personality tests, but very specific to work. And so Amber's number one trait was deliberative. And so deliberate people with high deliberative talents are characterized by their serious, careful, and thoughtful approach to decision-making, aiming to identify and mitigating risks before acting. Key characteristics of deliberative strengths, risk mitigation. They have a keen awareness of potential obstacles and often anticipate what could go wrong to prevent it rather than fixing it later. They are calculated decision makers. They rarely make impulsive decisions, prefer to gather all the facts and weigh all possible outcomes first. They are the brake for teams. They act as a brake or bubble wrap for teams that move too fast, ensuring that steps are taken for safe, secure, and stable. And they also have very high standards. They tend to be cautious, selective, and private, often only sharing their opinions once they have fully considered the topic. And so I do not know a better way of describing Amber Deaton than deliberative, and she embodies that strength, and we are very fortunate and glad to have her here in Lake Alfred and as a part of the executive management team. So, Amber, thank you for all your many years of service. How many years of service do you have with the city of Lake Alfred?
21.
All right, let's give her a round of applause.
Okay.
I don't know where it's going.
Is there anybody else?
No. All right. And now we've got Emily Deal with Parks and Recreation.
All right. Tough act to follow. Great job, Emily. All right. So, Parks and Recreation. So while I sat down and looked over all the projects and all the things we've done this year, I kind of sat down and thought, you know, as a whole of 2025, what did that really look like for the Parks Department? And so I came up with just a year of play, progress, and community. So I hope all of these reminders of what all we did last year embodies that. So I'm going to start with the library. So while we have our small library, these numbers really show how busy this library really is. So our circulation numbers are, for 2025, we had adults check out 20,503 books, and that's hard copy books from our library. The young adult teen category, 2,093. Children's books, 18,978. E-books, 6,146. Now, of course, those weren't in person, but and with a total circulation number for 2025 of 48,876. And if you're trying to do quick math, I know that doesn't add up. That's because there's a few extra categories added in there with, like, media and subscriptions and things like that that get the 48,000 total, but some great circulation numbers for the year. New patrons, so this is new patrons who have done a new library card with us for 2025. So we had 281 new library cards created from people from Lake Alfred. And then we had 62 others that came into Lake Alfred to do a card. So 343 total for the year, which is a great number. We have, our library is part of the library cooperative for all of Bull County. So even if you have a card in Lake Alfred, you can use it at any county library. So that's why we have the 62 from the county. in our visitor number from the year, so people that have walked through the doors of the library are 29,261, and it's a little bit of an estimated number because sometimes you'll come through. We have a door counter, but sometimes multiple people will come through at a time. So an estimated at least 29,000. And then programs, so we offer a variety of programs for different ages and activities, but these are people that attended the program. So we had 1,639 adults, 1,373 children, and then like mixed groups, so it might have been like a craft or something for all ages, so 556, with a total of 3,568 program participants for 2025. Now we have a revenue number here, which is not large to the library, but the library's job is not to make money. But this just kind of shows, like, we do some, like, just services, which, like, notary, printing, that's where that revenue comes from. Obviously, there's no charge to checking out the books, but that $4,000 number comes from some of the services we offer.
And, like, do you know how much we get from the co-op on the circulation numbers? This isn't China, is it like 30,000 or more?
It is based, if there is a formula that's based on the circulation number, so the more circ we have, the more money we get to help run the library. I don't know that off the top of my head.
I'll pull it up. It's
about 70,000.
Thank you. Is it? Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, so that's funding we get from the co-op. So the library has always been very good about getting the circulation numbers up. It's a game for them, and they're very good at it. So they only keep what moves, and they're trying to get the circulation numbers up, and then that turns into a revenue share that we get from the county. So,
yeah, the library staff's really good at looking ahead and seeing what the bestsellers are going to be or what books are coming out, and so they're really conscious about what books we're buying, multiple copies, things like that. So it helps with circulation numbers and what's popular. So we don't have just, like, empty shelves with dusty books. It's just stuff that's moving. A couple of the programs I wanted to highlight from 2025. So we offered a lot of new children's programs we haven't done in the past. We kind of revamped story time a little bit. We offer some Saturday programs called Tasty Tidbits, and they pick a different country each month, and they read a book about it, and do different activities and snacks based on that program. And then also something new we did this year was the book Brick Pavers, and the large photo up there is from that. So we offered the community to come in and paint some brick pavers of their favorite books. So if you haven't checked it out, we use those brick pavers to kind of outline one of the garden beds at the front of the library. So it's just, it earmarks, you know, some of the people that this is the library's favorite books while you're walking in. It's really fun. We have some really creative artists in town, too. They did a really good job painting the books. We also, in 2025, did a butterfly release in the garden, which I'll talk about in a little bit. And then you'll also see one of the apes in the picture reading one of our books. We partner with a local rescue that does. So sometimes when our books are heavily damaged and they can't be in circulation anymore, we donate them to various locations. And that is one of them because they really enjoy looking at the books and then tearing them up. So none of our books go to waste. All right, so moving on to some of our events. So you're going to see a lot of pictures for the events. I think that tells the story more about what we do as Parks and Rec than, you know, it's hard to give you a number of how many dogs came to paws in the park. But just some pictures and reminders of all the fun things we got to do this year. It's a mix of new events, some events that we've had ongoing. I didn't actually even list all of them because we would have been here all night. So these are just some of our favorites and most well-loved events. So the first one I have here is Heritage Day. And remember, this was Heritage Day of 2025, so not the one that just happened. But we had at the bottom here, we had reenactments at the Gardner House and a lot of different historic vendors that came out. And then we have community cleanup. So that event coming up in April for this year is a great community event. Everyone kind of meets at City Hall and then spreads out to pick up trash and all around town, so we kind of spread out. So it's all over Lake Alfred, not just at a specific location. A new one for 2025 was Paws in the Park. So that event at Twins Lake Park was, and we did paws and not pups in the park because we had all kinds of animals. It was a very animal-inclusive event. So we had goats and just you name it that showed up for that event. That one was really fun. Everyone is always so enthusiastic about their pets. As you can see, we had them all dressed up. Some of them did tricks for us and all kinds of things. That was a really fun event. We're looking forward to it again. The dogs did a red carpet. They did tricks. They did paw prints. We had a lot of local dog or pet vendors as well. Another new event for 2025 was the community barbecue. We held at the AMCC. So that was open to the whole community. We had city employees and volunteers serve and make barbecue free to the community. And some of the pictures you see, some of the police department playing basketball with some of the community. That was a really fun event just to kind of bring everyone out and have a good time, almost like a little block party. Central Park, again, a new event for 2025 was Thursdays at the Park. So during the summer, we had every Thursday in July. So July is National Parks and Recreation Month. So the four Thursdays in July, we did a really fun event for free at Central Park for the kids who maybe weren't in summer camp or, you know, just sitting bored home alone for summer. All of them were water-themed since it's so hot here. So we had the fire department came out and sprayed all the kids, which, of course, they love. A foam party, inflatables, water balloons. We had at least 200 to 250 kids each Thursday that came out to that. A lot of kids we hadn't even seen at any other event before. That was a lot of fun. We're looking forward to it again this year. And Fire Fest, which is in coordination with the fire department. We had a great turnout for that event, lots of fun stuff, heavily focused on public safety and just getting the kids familiar with the fire department and all the things, and open house for the fire department so they're not scared to look around and talk to their fellow firefighters, and also, of course, on the Rockwall. A few more events we had was our car show at Lions Park. That was a great event. We also had the ski show with that one. A great turnout. I'm not sure that we can fit any more cars in Lions Park after last year. We were pretty much at max capacity for that one. A great turnout, a great day. Looking forward to next year's for that. Halloween, and both the car show and Halloween are with some of our, the car show with another car club, and Halloween is with some of the citizens in town. So that one's at Central Park. It's trunk or treat, so that one can't be put on without the community. That one's a lot of fun. It's a great place to start your trick or treating for the night. It's a great time. Lions Club comes out and helps with that one as well. That's a big fun event. And then Veterans Day. So if you didn't know, we alternate Veterans Day. So 2025, so we do the odd years, and Auburndale does the even years. So 2025, we held Veterans Day at Frank C. Gardner Park, and this one was especially fun because we got to unveil the monument, which I have a slide on in just a little bit. And last but not least, my favorite event, Light Up Lake Alfred. So last year in 2025, we added the Christmas tree trail. So brand new was we had Christmas trees set up in the lot next to the Lake Alfred Library, and we offered just some of the businesses or organizations or even just a family wants to come out and decorate a Christmas tree for fun, just to kind of help with the decorations downtown and just to kind of have everyone come together and decorate. All together, it went great. We're looking forward to doing that again next year. We also did our Letters to Santa program. So we help coordinate with the North Pole, obviously, we have a special mailbox that's direct mail to the North Pole. And all of those letters get sent by the elves to Santa, and we make sure Santa writes a letter back, which is big fun. We had a couple hundred kids participate in that this year. Of course, we have our traditional Christmas parade. This year, the police department helped build us a new float. So in the second picture there, it is from the Havendale parade, and the one on top was from our Christmas parade. So that was a lot of fun. And then, of course, our big tree lighting and the countdown. So, yeah, our favorite event of the year.
Thank you.
Summer camp. So summer camp keeps us really busy. It's like an event every day, the whole summer. We have 60 kids in this event, or this summer camp, and we hold it at Lake Alfred Elementary. The school is a great partner with us. We really appreciate them letting us use their space for it. Every Tuesday, we go on a really fun field trip, and that's where some of the photos are from. This past year, we went to Bonnet Springs in the Children's Museum. We went to the aquarium, the Crayola Experience, Planet Obstacle, Ice Factory, and Incredible. We try to pick indoor field trips just because of the weather. But, no, the kids have a great time. And then that main picture is from what is their favorite day is the talent show, which is the last day. So they practice for the talent show all year round. But, yeah, summer camp registrations are open, and we're excited for this year's summer camp. Next, just some of our park projects I wanted to go over for the year. We had a lot of projects, but I just wanted to kind of make note of some of our favorite ones from the year. So I'm going to start with just some that you may or may not have run into. So we did a lot of repairs to the tennis court. So we got new nets, new posts, new seating, fixed some of the gates of the tennis court and kind of just spiffed up that space because it's pretty heavily used. We also were able to repair the basketball fence on the basketball court at Central Park, which is very used every night. We had a hard time closing it. It's so popular. So we were glad to get that fixed. We updated some landscaping. This is just two of the many places that got kind of a revamp in 2025. So the top picture is from the AMCC, and the bottom picture was from Mackay. And also in 2025, we wrapped up and presented our Parks and Rec Master Plan. So those photos are actually from here. We did our open house for all the fun things we have for the future. One of our big projects for the year was also the monument. So, like Ryan mentioned earlier, the monument has been, I think, at least 2 years in the making, where we sat down and started sketching those out and things like that. So here's a few pictures of them actually, casting the metal for our sculpture. And then that is a little bit of a before picture. So all that grass is where the monument is now. And then them pouring the pedestal for it, and of course the unveiling at and of course the unveiling at Veterans Day. So that was a really super fun project. We had some local kids that also got to participate, and it's got a lot of history and all of our little cameo bubbles of the monument. So if you haven't checked it out, go check it out. It's a really cool piece. I've never actually seen anything like it. It's a really cool monument. Next, we had an update to our library secret garden. So the Friends of the Library offered to donate some money to help kind of revamp the back of the library and kind of redo that space a little bit. So we completely tore out the whole thing and redid the whole landscaping to be Florida-friendly, super heavy use for pollinators. So you'll see a lot of butterflies back there. And we received a designation of a Florida-friendly landscape, so we have that for a few years. So that was really fun. That was our first one we've had in the city.
Emily, how did that hold up with the cold? Is that pretty good?
Not relevant.
Okay.
No, it's doing okay. We've got a couple smaller ones we might replace. But,
okay.
Overall, that project is.
Those tend to be more regenerative, anyways, because they're used to getting eaten, anyways, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
And then in the middle there, we've got a picture of one of our butterflies. So when we officially reopened that garden, we did a really fun butterfly release and invited the community out to release the butterflies. And there's actually a scavenger hunt, if you're interested, that is at the library. So you can scavenger hunt and look at all the plants that we have there. And, it's pretty fun. And arguably our largest project of 2025 was the Central Park Playground. So here's some of the construction pictures we have. I know Ryan has been, and the commissioner has been, planning a playground for that space for a very long time. It was the perfect spot for a playground. It's busy every day, at every hour of the day. We, in fact, also have a hard time cleaning it because there's always someone playing on that playground. They have a great time. It's a great spot for it. And then again, we've got ribbon cutting down there. So that started and finished construction in 2025, even though most of the planning for that happened in 2024 and prior. But the unveiling happened in 2025. So that playground has been, our most used park space since it's opened. So it's been a lot of fun. It's a super inclusive playground, and if you haven't been by, you can't miss it with a giant yellow slide. it's a great spot before and after school, or, you know, we have homeschool groups that are there during school hours, just any time of the day. They're always there.
Emily, how's the shade holding up with that? And I know we talked about evaluating a shade structure on the one side if necessary. What's been your assessment of that? I know we're not quite a full year into it, but...
Yeah, we haven't actually had anyone call complaining about the shade.
Okay.
Not once.
And they're still using it, so...
They're still using it. There's actually, between all the trees, there's a pretty good amount of shade over the main part of the structure. It's only the kind of the far corner, which is not, like the swings where people are... Mm-hmm. Like stationary for a while, that part's covered.
Okay.
So like the swings and all that, where you would potentially be sat and for a little while, like that's covered.
Good.
So yeah, it's going great. It's going great. All right. Some of our just statistics here for our rentals. So at Mackay, we had 38 rentals for the year. And just to note with that number, a single rental could be like one whole weekend of a whole wedding party. So with a $40,000 revenue for that building alone, the AMCC had 41 rentals in 2025 with 9,531 revenue. Those are usually like just much shorter rental time frames and stuff at the AMCC smaller groups. But both very busy locations. And then speaking of Mackay, our most active volunteer group at Mackay, they are there every Monday. Every Monday, rain, shine, you name it. They are there every Monday from 8 to noon. And then they added in 2025 a lot of special Saturday workshops. They also do a newsletter every other month for the Beauty Berry Post. So their calculated hours, the volunteers always sign in, for 2025 was 2,468. And if you calculate that with, like, the volunteer number done by the state, that is $81,000 or $444 for the year. So that volunteer group not only has a great time, but they're super helpful, and there's a lot of them, and they do a lot of work in Mackay. And they also help us run a field trip. So I know that you mentioned the field trip from that happened this past week, but this field trip was the one we were talking about for 2025. Mm-hmm. So we had 2 days of first graders from Lake Alfred Elementary. They have a great time, hike, educational stations, and a lot of fun. And of course, the cha-cha, everyone's favorite part. and just a few things to look forward to for 2026. We're already working on summer camp. We've already got half of our field trips booked. We're looking forward to summer camp. A lot of new projects for the year. We're also currently working on the plans for the library expansion. Also, we've got a whole new program called Citizens Academy. So you're going to see that very shortly being announced. So it's going to be for anyone to sign up and register to come and take a tour and learn about department by department, just what the city does. It's going to be really fun. I can't wait. Each week they're going to go and learn a little bit about each department and be able to ask questions, tour some of the facilities that they don't get to tour on a day-to-day basis. It's going to be really fun. So keep an eye out for that program to be announced very shortly. And then, of course, mark your calendars for Light Up Lake Alfred in 2026. Thank you.
Yeah, very good. Any questions?
Yes. excuse me. I had a question. A couple of questions. So you mentioned that we get some revenue from recirculating the e-books, for example. Is there a certain app that we should use? Because right now I use, like, Libby.
Use Libby.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then should it... But the app just says Polk County. Should it say Lake Alfred Library?
It could say Polk County because we're part of that cooperative too. So that's fine.
Okay. I didn't know if we should use a certain.
No, Polk County works. That one's fine. Yeah.
Okay. And then the as far as rentals, so like you mentioned the two facilities. So once Growers comes on board, I mean, is down, and then Lions Park is expanded, that would be another place for activities and revenue generating.
Yes. Awesome. When the community center opens, we'll have a lot of different space to allow rentals. And the same with the library expansion. So the hope and plans for that is going to be another space that people can use. It's almost like more like a meeting room. It's not like a huge space, like a Mackay rental, like a whole wedding party or anything, but kind of just like a great space for some like HOA meetings or board meetings, things like that. You know, even Boy Scouts or whoever, just kind of like after hours meeting space, because the AFCC is really booked so often. Because I know it said 41 weekends, but you have to think between some of those weekends, we've got a lot of holidays. You know, no one's booking it on December 25th or things like that. So that building is pretty busy. So it's just another community meeting space.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
I don't have a question, but I have a great comment for today. Today is Monday, and today it popped up on my Facebook, Plant Mike Monday.
That's right. Happy Plant Mike Monday.
That was awesome. Mike is one of the great employees that work under Emily, and he did a piece about the freeze and the plants and great asset for the city of Lake Alfred.
Mm-hmm. Mike,
yeah, that was great. That was great to wake up to this morning.
Mm-hmm. He's great.
He was really excited to film it. We had to cut out some of the things. He had so many things to say.
No, you're doing a great job. Appreciate you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank
Very
you.
Good. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Onward and upward.
Thank you.
Okay. Are you done?
That is it. So we're keeping it to two, and so that completes staff's presentation.
Okay, thank you. We have our last recognition of citizens at this time. So, again, if you've got something you'd like to say or a question, comment, please come to the microphone at the podium and state your name and address. You've had a few of your family up there tonight. Make sure you get the address right.
I've got to get myself in here. Rob Parrish, 1626 Newfoundland Street in Lake Alfred. I don't know if every city does it, but I absolutely love the department updates that you guys have. It's just so enjoyable to see all the departments of the city and what they're working on, what they do. And as you stated before, like so many people in the background that work on stuff, they're the unsung heroes that don't really get seen. And from many years working with finance people, most finance people don't want to be seen. Mm-hmm. They just kind of like being in the background. But yeah, I mean, Amber, thank you for what you do and hearing your description of the personality test for work. Like, that's exactly who you want in finance. So mm-hmm. That's awesome. And then Parks and Rec, I mean, you guys are very visible everywhere in the community. So again, it's just fantastic hearing about the different departments, what they're doing, and well done to all of you who continue to work on that stuff. So, thanks.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Ron. Okay, anybody else? Okay. Well, we will then move on to commissioner questions and comments. So, Vice Mayor Daly, you are up.
Thank you. Like Ryan mentioned, we did do another field trip last week. It's always exhausting, but a lot of fun for 150 first graders. It's like herding cats. They get a little recreation and a little education, and it's a fun event. And we thank the Lake Alfred Elementary School for partnering with us for that. And then I enjoyed the Ridge League dinner the other night in Bartow. Looking forward to the Lake Alfred Ridge League dinner in April. And wanted to just let the commission know that the Paul Fellers Teaching Pavilion is completed, and the sign was hung. And if you get a chance to go down and look at it, it came out really good. It's a nice addition to the Mackay Park.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I have. Thank you.
Okay. Commissioner Robinson.
Well, I'll keep it short today. Again, very appreciative of the staff and all of our wonderful leaders, City Manager Ryan, and everyone that has made us feel welcome in our coming up on 5 years here in Lake Alfred next month. So very appreciative and look forward to growing smart together. So that's all I have.
Thank you, sir. Commissioner Dearman.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Everything's been said great, and I just appreciate the city manager. You've done an excellent job, and the people that work behind you, as I said, second to none, and I just love City Lake Alfred.
Okay. I'll wrap up. I'll give Commissioner Eden's thanks to our two chiefs, and we really appreciate everything you do. I know you've been busy here this last week. We had a few larger items hit at least social media, and it sounds like we were well recognized as having a big part in some, you know, pretty big issues in the town. We just thank you for doing what you do, and just continue to wish you to work safely and come home every night, and just tell you guys we appreciate very much what they do. Had an opportunity this past week. I think there's a couple other the commissioners that also worked with some of these events, but National Elementary Honor Society had an opportunity to go over to Lake Alfred Elementary, and the fourth and fifth graders over there had 37 kids that won awards at that, and I had an opportunity to present them with their awards and take some pictures. And it was just, again, everything that we get to do outside of this chamber is very memorable, and when you work with kids especially, and you see the effect and the impact that you have on them, and when you appreciate their awards, and you appreciate the work that they put in to get there, and the parents that have helped them along the way, and it's just it's very gratifying to be able to see that. And I know Vice Mayor Daly is very involved. I know all of us are, but I think you did. You not have one this past week? Did you have something going to National Honor Society or something?
Well,
Ronnie was.
You had a Junior National Honor Society event.
Yes.
This week.
Yes.
On Thursday.
Discovery Academy. National Juniors Honor Society event for
they're
sixth,
really
seventh,
cool.
If
you ever get a chance to go to those, they're
just
really cool.
It was great. It's amazing the students in this town and how blessed we are to have the schools that we have, the teachers that we have, and just looking forward to more positive things about that. The folks over at Lake Alfred Elementary were very, very appreciative of everything that they have over there. And so it's just, again, an honor to be able to serve their needs from our commissioners and our staff. So I don't have a lot more. I would like to, though, welcome Deb back. Everybody's been praying for you, and she's all... She can't. There's another part that's going to go off when we go through the metal detector at the airport. But anyway, I'm glad she's back and smiling and feeling much, much better. It's been a tough couple, 6 weeks now, I guess. So five. Who's counting? But anyway, appreciate everybody coming this evening. It's always glad to see the smiling faces. Thanks to all of our staff in the room. For all that you do, Ryan, Seth, Miss Clerk, Miss Bourgeois. She is up here just quiet as a mouse, but she is so important to us. And so thank you so much for everything. Lita, thank you. So without anything else this evening, I'll get us out of here. Have a good evening. Wear your jackets tomorrow.
Front blowing through.
Yep. 40s.
Yeah. Retire again.